listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded, Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Redgate presents Alleyfest on July 23rd from 12 to 8 p.m. Live performances by Deadsoft, Dada Plan, Morning Coup, Other Jesus, and many more on an outdoor back alley stage. Panel discussions held throughout the day inside about safer spaces, cultural districts, and all ages shows. And there's also an ice cream truck. $5 at door or free with a Redgate membership. Details on Facebook.
All right, I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna do it raw. I'm about to spit in this mic like freestyle elfin, you know?
Okay, okay. Wait, hold on. Does this make sense?
No, but who cares? All right, let's go. Finally, we. You're not even gonna last. All right. Victoria's pretty good, not bad festival, fountain, just back from France. Montreal? What the f***?
It's a script.
I couldn't even... What? Victoria's pretty good, not bad festival. Fountain just back from France. What are you even saying here? Oh, you're trying to say these are the things featured in this one. You should probably specify that. Because even a f***ing elf couldn't understand that, okay?
Think you can do better than an elf? At CITR, we want to have a variety of voices on the air. Want to write scripts? Do some voice acting? Broadcast your creativity? Volunteer with the CITR production department. No experience? We can also train you in everything required. Send an email to psas@citr.ca to learn more. And don't wait to get your voice on the air.
Please remember to watch your language.
Look, I can't speak without swearing. And I've only got my grade 10, and I haven't had a cigarette since I've been arrested, and I'm ready to f***ing snap. So I'd like to make a request under the People's Freedom of Choices and Voices Act that I be able to smoke and swear in your courtroom. Because if I can't smoke and swear, I'm f***ed.
The following programming may contain content that some listeners find offensive. If you are sensitive to foul language or explicit content, please turn your radio the f*** off now.
Hello and welcome to the Student Special Hour. I'm one third of your host, Hala.
And I'm another third of your host, Lucy.
So thanks so much for joining us here on CITR 101.9 FM on this lovely Wednesday afternoon.
Broadcasting from beautiful, beautiful UBC campus in beautiful British Columbia.
And what a treat to have Lucy here with us this week.
Running in about 2 minutes ago, so
it's a classic Clarkson.
Yeah, it's a classic Clarkson move. It's my second to last show too, so that's I had to be here, and you know, and I had to be here in Clarkson style, which is late and rushing in.
Speaking of second to last shows, so next week it's Lucy's last show ever. Well, maybe not ever. You might return one day. But we've got a very special episode planned for next week that, Lucy, don't worry. You don't have to do it. I'm going to learn how to use Audacity, and then I'll make it for you.
Oh.
But we're going to do sort of a tribute show to Lucy's time on the Student Special Hour from over the past year or so. So stay tuned for that next week. So coming up today on the show, we have an interview that the other third of our host, Estefania, did.
Our foreign correspondent.
Our foreign correspondent, exactly. So we have an interview coming up, which we're getting back to our roots a little bit this week, actually speaking to people about student life. So that's
what
exciting.
What a thought.
What a thought on the Student Special Hour.
We would do such a thing.
Mm-hmm. And then I curated a cool playlist for this week, including Dory's, Pepperoni, Momo, Abra, Terry, maybe some Curl de Pirate if we get around to it, but the playlist this week is cool. So let's just jump right into this interview and stay tuned for more tunes later.
Please tell us first who you are and what your position is with the Art of Living program and how you got involved.
Okay. Hello, everyone. My name is Shashin Sharan, and Currently, I'm a PhD student in UBC, and my major is geophysics. And at the same time, I'm also a volunteer with Art of Living. And I got involved with Art of Living after taking this course called Happiness Program. And I found it so much beneficial in terms of reducing the stress, increasing the focus. Then I thought that why don't I share this with other people? And that's why I started volunteering for this organization.
Can you recall a little bit of your first experience with the Art of Living?
So the first time I had this encounter with Art of Living in 2008 when I was in India doing my undergrad. And you all know that how is it when you are studying, a lot of stress, exam pressure, assignments, so many things going in the life. And then my friend showed me this video of like Happiness Program and Yes Plus. Yes Plus is another program by Art of Living, which is focused towards the student development only. And that video has like such a beautiful smile of the people in that. And that smile was actually attracted me, and I really wanted to give it a try. And that's why I had this first course with Art of Living.
You mentioned that there's different programs in the Art of Living. So could you just give us a basic explanation of what Art of Living does, and within that, how many programs they carry?
Sure. So Art of Living was founded by Sri Sri Ravi Shankar in 1981 back in India.
Mm-hmm.
And he founded this organization in his early 20s. He realized that there is so much violence, so much stress in the society. So he came up with this organization which focuses on teaching some breathing techniques to the society so that people can learn to get rid of their stress, be more happy. And that's how this organization started in India, and now it is present in almost 155 countries with so much volunteers across every country. So this is the how it began, Art of Living, and now it's 35 years already of Art of Living now. It is present almost in every continent, be it like countries like Middle East and like Afghanistan, where you have a lot of war going on,
mm-hmm.
and be it the country like Canada and US, which is so much developed. So it's present in almost every sphere of this world, basically. So it's trying to cover every strata of the society,
mm-hmm.
and every age group of the society, all the way from child, students, adults, old, everybody. So Art of Living is trying to focus on the development and making the stress-free society for each and every group of the society. So,
and within that, how does the Happiness Program fit in?
So Happiness Program is one of the core programs of Art of Living, which teaches Sudarshan Kriya during this program.
And what does that
program.
Mean?
Sudarshan Kriya is basically, they teach a rhythmic breathing pattern. So you know that your emotions, that affects your breathing, right? When you're happy, you tend to like breathe very long breaths, right? When you're relaxed, you take like... When you're angry, when you're stressed, you tend to like breathe very fast, right?
So can we have examples of these breathing?
Yeah, so if you are relaxed, you take like...
Say you're relaxed and you're like...
Yeah, okay. And when you are very stressed...
Okay,
what would that be like? You start breathing very rapidly, right?
So...
Yeah, very, very angry. So if your emotion can affect your breathing, similarly, your breathing can actually affect your emotions, right? And this is how Sri Sri Ravi Shankar came up with the idea of Sudarshan Kriya. That he teaches Sudarshan Kriya where you have like different rhythms of breathing, which
yes.
you do every day. And that's how you can actually control your emotions, your thoughts. Like, and that's how you make your body, your mind... proof of any kind of situation, any kind of stress, you can handle very easily. Like, that's how you can do it. So, because just imagine that if you are very much stressed, right?
Mm-hmm.
And if you start taking very long breaths, so you start feeling like a little bit relaxed, little bit fine, right? So,
yes.
This is how the Sudarshan Kriya was conceived by Sri Sri Ravi Shankar. And now it's present in like, and this is what you got to learn in Happiness Program.
And why do you think that students should learn about the Happiness Program?
So basically, I was a student and I'm still a student when I started doing my first course with Art of Living.
Yes.
And I felt that difference when I learned Sudarshan Kriya. When I started doing Sudarshan Kriya every day, I felt something is changing inside me. I was able to focus more on my studies. I felt that my efficiency has increased. I felt that I can cope up with the stress situations a lot more better than what I used to be before. And you won't believe that when I gave my exams in the semester after learning this Sudarshan Kriya,
yes,
my grades were improved.
Really?
And I didn't realize that I had put any extra effort, but it improved significantly. So I really thought that it's wonderful. And that's why I continue to practice. Like, I practice almost every day this Sudarshan Kriya. So it's really powerful and wonderful for the students. So
going back to what Sri Ravi Shankar founded, as mm-hmm. far as connecting the idea that breathing mm-hmm. directly affects our emotions and our state of being in that present moment.
Yes.
Is there any breathing techniques that you can share with us today, or maybe at least one, just to mm-hmm. to get an insight as to how it could work? Maybe we can like do one right now.
So basically, the Sudarshan Kriya you have to actually learn by a trained teacher. I'm not a professional teacher, so you have to learn this in the presence of a teacher who can actually teach you. And it's not a like half an hour session. It's like 5 days complete session when like you have to go through this session, through all these sessions, and then you mm-hmm. get to learn Sudarshan Kriya, and then you get a small package called home package.
Yes.
And this is like 20 minutes daily activity
you can do,
and that's how you start feeling the difference. But I can give you a slight glimpse of Sudarshan Kriya. I'm not a teacher, but I can definitely give it. So they teach you three different kind of breathing patterns.
Okay.
First is very long breathe. Second is medium speed breathe. And third is mm-hmm. the high speed breathing pattern. So this is what slight glimpse of the Sudarshan Kriya. But yeah, you have to.
So for this, you're saying basically you sign up. It's 5 days.
Yeah.
5 days, and then from there you get a package of how to implement this in your daily life.
Yes.
Okay. And how does this tie within UBC? Like, are they bringing the course to students who are enrolled strictly at UBC, mm-hmm. or is this something outside? Like, are you carrying workshops? Can you tell us a little bit about what the programs are?
Sure. So Art of Living has different programs for different age group people.
Yes.
So Happiness program is basically it's 18 plus for anybody who is above 18 plus. So we are having a lot of happiness workshop around the city.
Okay.
But if we focus on UBC students, there is something called Yes Plus program. That is also by Art of Living. In this course also you get to learn Sudarshan Kriya. But this is specifically designed for the students. So it's more intense. Oh, you get to learn like really practical skills about how to deal with different kind of situations, how to increase your focus, mm-hmm. in addition to learn Sudarshan Kriya. So we are planning to have one Yes Plus course in UBC for UBC students on 29th September.
The 29th.
Yeah.
So it starts.
Yeah. So when the school opens again next fall.
But you said so it's generally 5 days. Is this just for 5 days, or is this to continue with the term, the fall term?
No, this course is just 5 days. So three evenings and two whole day. Like the weekend will be whole day and three evenings. So
how do students go about registering for this?
So there will be links. And we will be definitely promoting the event in UBC among the students. So yeah, and we will definitely need your support in spreading the word across the students. So yeah.
So say they mm-hmm. they're looking to sign up. Students are looking to sign up.
Yeah.
Do they need to show any type of documentation or anything saying that they are a UBC student, or are you welcoming students from all across Vancouver?
So this is basically, it will be open to all the students, like, across Vancouver.
Okay.
But our main focus will be on UBC students. You don't need to show any kind of documents, but there will be student discounts.
Okay.
So we will ask for a student ID, definitely.
Yes.
To get the student discount. And so, yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
Wonderful. What future goals does Art of Living have in mind?
So in Vancouver, Art of Living has this goal in mind that each and every person in this city, they should be able to cope up with their daily stress. They should have their focus improved. So we are always offering this beautiful thing called Sudarshan Kriya. so they can always come and learn this thing and they can get benefited. So this is one of the primary goals of Art of Living in Vancouver. Other than that, we recently had the visit of Sri Ravi Shankar in Vancouver. He was there last week, actually. He was taking a course in UBC.
Last week?
Yes, in UBC Rec Center. So now he had this goal that he wants to open happiness centers across Vancouver.
Yes.
Where anybody who is feeling sad, low, or stressed, they can go there. They can sit for half an hour. They can go through some meditations. And they can come up again with relaxed, focused mind. So this is another goal of Art of Living in Vancouver.
Wonderful. Well, I'd be happy to know more about this. I mean, if they're just around the whole city, that's a great idea. That's a great goal to have.
Yes, yes. Because as I told Sri Ravi Shankar,
yeah,
he believes in this concept called one world family. So he treats everyone of us as his family members. So he's trying to take care of everyone. So that's why he wants to open this thing in Vancouver. There is Happiness Center is going to be open in Portland, in Seattle, in Calgary. So this is a big plan. So he wants to spread this word to as many people as we can. So everybody is welcome to join this movement. So
wonderful. And outside of students, what happens if there's somebody who'd like to join, say, but they can't provide the full payments for these courses? Because it sounds like it's very amazing and it's something that everybody should have and should have access to. So
yes.
Are there any options for people who perhaps might need assistance with that?
So Art of Living is also involved in a lot of service projects across the world. Even here they are all involved in a lot of service projects. So they are into like providing free education. Then they are helping war veterans coming from Iraq and those places to get them rid of their stress and everything. So they are into this thing also, that if somebody is not able to cope up like with the, because of the finance or because of some other condition, they are doing this kind of service as well. Art of Living is doing this kind of service as well. Yeah.
Okay, so they're definitely accessible, inclusive to,
yes, so they're open to everyone
and their
basically
situations.
Yeah.
I'd have to ask you personally, what are your goals with this and what do you hope to bring?
But right now, with Art of Living, my goal is to bring more and more people and get them learn Sudarshan Kriya, because I have felt that change in myself. And really, I really want to people and my friends to experience this kind of thing, because it's really worth investing your time and money. Like, people go for vacation, people,
yes,
go for partying, they invest a lot of money. I just say, you give 5 days, you give few dollars,
mm-hmm,
and then you experience this beautiful thing, and then you get this small 20 minutes package for your whole life, and that you can practice. And if you want, you can again bring your friends, family, you can spread the word. So that's my goal for now.
Wonderful. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
It's been wonderful speaking with you, and hopefully we can get this out into the airwaves for students to listen, because I know definitely with academic life, there could be pressure.
Yeah,
so definitely stay tuned for that.
Yeah.
It is the Art of Living program, and the program they're bringing specifically on September 29th to,
yes,
UBC is...
Yes Plus is mainly focused on the youth. The full form of Yes is youth empowerment skills. So basically you,
yep,
get to learn so many skills.
And it will help you cope with academic life, social life, all those,
yep,
stressful moments. But anyway, thank,
yeah,
you so
much,
Shashin.
Thank you.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Your cell phone already has an FM receiver chip installed in it, but major Canadian telecommunication and mobile companies have blocked access to this free system to listen to the radio in favor of charging for data streaming. With access to the FM chip, your phone can still receive broadcasts and updates during an emergency, even if the cell towers are down. Visit freeradioonmyphone.ca to see how you can get involved by contacting your carrier and signing our petition.
Timmy. Your friends are here to see you. Get off the computer, will you?
Hey, Timmy. Do you want to come out and shoot hoops with us at the park?
You know what? I'm actually busy playing on the computer right now.
Whatever. You never come out to play with us anymore. Let's go, guys.
30% of young adults are prone to stroke, and this statistic is on the rise. Stroke prevention starts early.
Are you sure you don't want to play? My cousin's in town, and he's playing too.
Strokes can be prevented by regular exercise, a healthy, balanced diet, and sleeping well.
You know what? I'm coming too. Wait up for me, guys.
Follow UBCHSF on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook for regular tips on healthy living.
Strong heart, strong start.
Sorry, 'cause they don't say sorry. Why would you say sorry?
Hello, you are listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from the beautiful UBC campus. My name is Lucy, and we're still here on the Student Special Hour. Hella, unfortunately, has had to step out, but we are, have her in replacement by the beautiful tunes that she has picked today. So she's has given me a great list to share with everyone. Hella's this our musical genius here on the show, and so I'm here to show off some of the tunes that she's picked. The last couple that we just played was Dory's with Arms and Legs from their Outside Observer album, which is quite new, it just came out. And then there was Terry, Don't Say Sorry from Terry HQ. So we got a lot more coming up of Canadian tunes and new tunes and female tunes, which is something we love to do here at CITR and on the Student Special Hour. Next up, one is a female artist called Momo. This is Momo with Shunt Rhymes.
Truth, I want to bring it up. We have lush rainforests, oceans of powder snow-capped mountains, flower fireworks in alpine meadows, and friendly people. Take a well-deserved break from studying and join us, the Varsity Outdoor Club, on a hike, trail run, rock climb, ski tour, or paddle trip. Trips start from $0, no experience necessary, just enthusiasm. Check us out online, ubc-voc.com.
You're listening to CITR. My name is Paula, and this is Pride Facts. I'm talking about legislative discrimination against LGBTQ plus people around the world. 73 countries criminalize same-sex activity through legislation. The terminology and the corresponding laws ranges from indecency, buggery, and immorality to against nature. Penalties can be as severe as life imprisonment. So-called propaganda and morality laws that target freedom of expression related to sexual orientation apply to 17 states. The most striking fact might be that in 10 countries around the world, homosexuality carries the death penalty. In contrast, 76 countries and 85 entities have anti-discriminatory laws to protect people of any sexual orientation. All this information is derived from a paper called State-Sponsored Homophobia 2016, a world survey of sexual orientation laws, criminalization, protection, and recognition. Get educated. Happy Pride, everyone.
Without the help and support of our friends, we here at CITR wouldn't be able to bring you all the great music, art, cinema, and culture that you love. Thanks to the long-standing support from the Rio Theater, we are able to keep you informed on all the great artists, films, and everything else coming to town there. For all the current information about who and what's playing at the Rio Theater, visit their website at www.riotheater.ca.
Hello, you're listening to CITR and the Student Special Hour. You're still here with your host for not too much longer, Lucy. And we've been playing some tunes. We've gotten a lot of female content coming through the speakers here. A lot of this is the first time I've heard some of this music, all curated by the lovely and wonderful Hala. Now we're going to be stepping into a few more tunes that I am a bit more familiar with. And going into what kind of probably one of my favorite crosshairs of types of music, which is Canadian female musicians. The next two coming up are big female names in Canada, and just hold a really strong place in the music world in Canada. Before we go into that, I just want to say that the song that we were playing before was Sick Girl by Abra. Before that was Momo with Shonda Rhimes, two awesome female performers and groups. And next up, we're going to be playing a little bit of Coup de Bras, who is one of, she's just a glowing human overall. Recently came out as queer and did a lot of big discussion about her her placement in the queer community since the Orlando shootings and everything. And I think that in my eyes, it has just made her an even stronger and more valuable musician in the music scene. So here it is. This is Coup de Bras. I hope that I'm saying that right. And with Comme des Enfants.
Tout se mêle du cœur à tes lèvres, je deviens un casse-tête. Ton rire me crie de te lâcher avant de perdre prise et d'abandonner. Car je ne t'en demanderai jamais autant. Déjà que tu me traites comme un grand enfant, et nous n'avons plus rien à risquer à part nos vies qu'on laisse de côté. Et il m'aime encore, et moi je t'aime un peu plus fort, mais il m'aime. Et moi je t'aime un peu plus fort. C'en est assez de citer doublement, c'est plus dur à faire qu'autrement. Car sans rire, c'est plus facile de rêver à ce qu'on ne pourra jamais plus toucher. Et on se prend la main comme des enfants, le bonheur ou l'œuvre un peu naïvement. Et on marche ensemble d'un pas décidé alors que nos têtes nous crient de tout. Il m'aime encore, et toi tu m'aimes un peu plus fort. Mais il m'aime encore, et moi je t'aime un peu plus fort. Et malgré ça, il m'aime encore, et moi je t'aime un peu plus fort. Mais il m'aime encore, et moi je t'aime un peu plus fort. Je t'aime pas plus fort, mais il m'aime encore, et moi je t'aime pas plus fort, et malgré ça.
last night was pretty fucked up, right? I don't even know why we even did that. And I should keep my pretty mouth shut, 'cause every time I do that, it always ends bad.
And that was Hannah Georges with, excuse my language, Crazy Shit. And it's a great tune. I really like jamming out to Hannah Georges. She came out with a new album recently for Evelyn that is just quality. And for anyone just joining us now, you're here on CITR 101.9 listening to the Student Special Hour with your host, Lucy. I've been doing the show for about 10 months, I think, at this point, and have been joined by the beautiful, forever lovely Hala, who has been really supporting over the last couple of weeks. Major props to her on her support on this show, and she will be now probably taking it over full time. So, we'll be coming with more tunes, but before we get to that, let's talk a little bit about some stuff going on around town. So one big thing that's going to be happening this week for UBC students and on campus is Kerner's House Party is this Saturday at 9 p.m. Anyone who's been to one of the Kerner's House Parties before kind of knows what a good time they are. Things get a little rowdy. There's usually some pretty cheap drinks and great music. If you ever missed out on those classic high school house parties, the red cups and beer pong and all the good shenanigans, then these are ones that you want to hit up. So there's just going to be an outdoor dance tent, 500-person capacity. Super early bird tickets are only $5. So I think they're still on sale for super early bird, and then you can get them for $7 and then $10. And then at the door, probably a lot more. So this is run by
the forever amazing calendar, who always are putting on pretty killer events. So if you want some school year vibes in the summer, check it out, Kerner's House Party, this Saturday at 9 p.m. And as well, this weekend, we've got The Little Prince is playing at the Rio Theater, which is just an absolutely gorgeous movie. And so if you want a little chill night out, a little date night kind of situation, grab a friend, grab a partner, and go on a little Little Prince Rio date night situation. The last showing of it is going to be Saturday, July 23rd at 1:30 p.m., so a little matinee movie at 2. Tickets are $10, $12 at the door, and all ages are welcome, but they do serve alcohol down in the kind of in the kiosk, so you can have a little tasty beverage as you watch The Little Prince. What else do we have going on here in Vancouver? Something that I actually just went to last night that I don't think there's a Facebook event for it. It's too niche for that, but is the Drum Circle on Third Beach. Every Tuesday night, if you have not been and you like to jam out or dance or just be with really, really like interesting and cool people, highly suggest it. Third Beach, every Tuesday night. It probably gets going pretty early, but I, when I went, it was relatively late, and it was still good fun. Probably runs till about from 6 p.m. ish till the wee hours of the a.m. And I have some friends there who were doing hooping with fire hoops, which was amazing. And they're probably going to be coming back next week and bringing a little bit more fuel. So that's something that I definitely would suggest you check out. As well as at the end of the month, which we'll talk a little bit more about next week, is going to be so many neat Pride events. So please check those out. If you have a little bit of time on that last weekend in July, kind of first weekend in August, take a little gander down to Pride and check out all the amazing things that are being showcased to celebrate this beautiful community and to be in an alliance with such a great community. So I'm going to finish off the student special hour here pretty soon. But before that, I'm going to play a tune that I played a tune from the same friend last week who gives me all these sort of great suggestions. So I'm going to play another one. I think this is a British guy who just has the most fun humor and pizzazz when he does his songs, and they're really honest. And his name is Cosmo Jarvis. And I think this is a nice little way to end off Student Special Hour. Thank you so much for listening, and tune in every Wednesday afternoon at 1 p.m. And next week we're going to be doing a best of show. We'll see how that goes. Halle says she's going to be doing some Audacity work, some editing shenanigans to get that done, which I think is going to be good fun, as well as we'll be here to sort of conclude my year at CITR on the Student Special Hour. I'll be away for one year, and then hopefully I'll be back for a little bit longer to bless your ears, to annoy you here on Wednesday afternoons. All right, here it is. This is Cosmo Jarvis with Love This.
If I should see you in the sky, I will look up with some delight. I'll probably ask you shit you heard a million times. How many parts of things I do would you consider crimes? I'll ask you which way I should go, and even if you answer, I won't trust you in my soul. I'm only human,